Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Welcome back to Ease and Abundance. So today's a little bit of everything. I usually have a specific topic in mind, but this is what intuitively feels right to talk about today. So first, in case you need a reminder, you are incredibly powerful and everything you need is already inside you. Our brain is ridiculously powerful. The human brain can hold about 2.5 petabytes of information. That's like storing 2.5 million gigabytes. 2.5 million gigabytes is a ridiculous amount of digital space. So the human brain can process 11 million bits of information from our senses, sight, sound, touch, smell, taste, every second. However, we only consciously process about 50 to 60 bits per second. Our conscious attention is very limited, focusing only on a small fraction of this vast data stream. And when we understand how to work with our brain, that's when we can truly tap into its power to be a conscious creator. But here's the thing, we're constantly bombarded with noise and opinions from people who don't know what we know. And there's nothing woo about this. Your intuition, your gut feeling, your nervous system, your subconscious, when you learn how to work with them, when you rewire your mind, you can become the creator of whatever it is you truly desire. Okay, so let's talk about desire versus ego. Can you become a millionaire? Absolutely, but ask yourself why you want that. If your biggest dream is to roll up to your high school reunion in a red Lamborghini, sunglasses on, slow motion, wind blowing through your hair, all just to see your old classmates' jaws drop, then that's not a true soul desire. True desires come from within, not from proving a point. But if it's about freedom, impact, joy, yes, we get to create. We get to invite in more ease and abundance. But first, we have to decide what that actually means for us. And sometimes that vision and clarity is kind of hard to find. I get that. And we have these blind spots that are hard to see. Let's say you're sitting in your cubicle or even your big corner office. The bright fluorescent lights are flickering. You're sipping coffee while your screensaver taunts you with the tropical beach. So just know this, that beach life isn't just a daydream. You can trade in your office chair for a hammock and coffee for a strawberry daiquiri. And those endless meetings that could have been an email, you can trade that in for fresh air, warm breeze with the ocean waves. So that's all possible. You just have to decide that it's yours. But here's what happens. Consciously, we want something, but our subconscious and nervous system aren't set to that being our norm. So we self-sabotage or don't go after it at all. You know, sometimes we don't even allow ourselves to dream about it. And that's holding us back. It's like being an incredible accountant who can basically crunch numbers in their sleep. That's your zone of excellence. But what truly lights you up is designing intricate wedding cakes, your zone of genius. Maybe it's not even about your career at all. Maybe it's about finally signing up for the pottery class you've secretly wanted to take for years, just because it brings you joy. We don't have to fit into these boxes. I know a guy who just bought a sewing machine and is signing up for sewing lessons, and he lights up when he talks about it. That's alignment. That's his version of abundance. He'd be the last person you'd expect to say, I bought a sewing machine and I love it. And then I also want to talk about triggers, how they show where we're out of alignment. So here's an example. You're working a job that drains you. Every morning, you have to pep talk yourself just to get through the day. Your nervous system is dysregulated. We're operating from fight or flight. It's hard to create what we truly want. A therapist once told me, on a scale of 1 to 10, if someone is operating at a 6 or a 7 every single day, they start doing things and saying things that they don't actually mean. So when we operate from fight or flight, it's hard to create what we truly want, or even begin to think about what it is that we want. And often, we only see what's right in front of us. So once again, soaking in everyone's opinions because they think they know what's best for us. Spoiler alert, they don't. The only one who truly knows your next best step is you. When we give that authority away, we step out of our authenticity. But that's the place where the magic happens. Our nervous system won't be regulated 100% of the time, but it's about awareness. It's about how we bring ourselves back into a calm, grounded state. Because from there, we can dream bigger. We can actually hear those whispers and we feel those nudges guiding us forward. But many of us second guess ourselves. Even when we know what we're doing, fear sneaks in. And that fear is blocking us from seeing limitless possibilities right in front of us. So take money, for example. If we're not in a space where money feels neutral, if we put it on a pedestal, we make it this big, unattainable thing, it stays that way. But money is just energy. It flows, moves, and responds to the way we think and feel about it. If we see it as scarce and out of reach, we create resistance. But when we treat it as abundant and neutral, we open the door for more to come in. It's also a mirror reflecting our deeper beliefs about self-worth, security, and possibility. The more we align with abundance and gratitude, the more we attract. And at the end of the day, money isn't good or bad. It's just a tool, and how we think about it determines how it shows up in our lives. Money doesn't buy happiness, and yes, that's true, but it gives us options. Our relationship with money is deeply tied to our subconscious beliefs and emotions about it. If you believe the only way to make money is through struggle, then you're energetically blocking other ways that it could come to you. And when you shift that belief, you start creating from a place of expansion instead of lack. So let's talk about the path of least resistance. The path of least resistance isn't always about taking the most dramatic or immediate action, like quitting your job because it feels overwhelming. It might seem like the quickest way out, but if quitting leads to stress and panic when the last paycheck disappears, you're not exactly setting yourself up for ease. The truth is, everything starts inward. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. And if you're struggling with fear, scarcity, or unhealed beliefs, those will manifest in your decisions and outcomes. So instead of jumping to extremes, working on aligning your thoughts and emotions so that when you take action, it feels effortless and in flow rather than forced and full of anxiety. By finding peace and clarity from within, you're creating a solid foundation to make empowered decisions that won't drain your energy or create unnecessary stress. So let's wrap it up. Everything you desire is already inside you. Your brain, ridiculously powerful. Your intuition, it's always guiding you and it's always there. Your nervous system and subconscious, those are the key to unlocking ease and abundance. And we can read all of the books, but if we're not implementing it, we're not really moving the needle, right? But here's the thing. Most of us weren't taught how to tap into that power. This is the stuff we should have been taught in school. We weren't shown how to regulate our nervous system, how to clear limiting beliefs or even identify what those limiting beliefs are, so we can step into the version of ourselves that actually has what we desire. So if you've been feeling stuck or deep down, you know you're meant for more. If you're ready to stop second-guessing yourself and start creating the life you know is possible for you, or even just wanting to shift your mindset so you open up to see that there are infinite possibilities out there for you. I have this amazing group program called Meant for More. It's a 12-week group coaching experience where you'll get all the tools to stop holding yourself back so you can tap into your true desires and create a life where success, ease, and abundance come naturally. Imagine finally breaking free from the patterns that keep you stuck. No more second-guessing yourself or feeling like you're not enough. This program will help you gain clarity on what you truly want, remove those limiting beliefs, and put you in the driver's seat of your own life so you can step into that next level where everything you desire starts flowing to you with ease. It's a small group setting, and my email subscribers get first access. So if this episode sparks something inside of you and you're feeling that little nudge, that whisper that says that this is for you, head to the link in the show notes and sign up for my newsletter so you can be the first to know when the doors open. Now go create the life you want because it's yours for the taking.
And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual, and your path is your own.